The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Wednesday, December 21, 2022. Kenya Foreign Minister Alfred Mutua, on an official visit to Cuba, learned on Tuesday about the history of the Fidel Castro Ruth Center, a public institution devoted to the study and dissemination of the thought, work, and life of the leader of the revolution. The day before, the first secretary of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of Cuba and president of the Republic, Miguel Díaz-Canel, met with the Kenyan minister at the Palace of the Revolution. During the meeting, they ratified the willingness to expand bilateral exchanges, mainly focused on the education and health sectors. Havana and Nairobi have maintained diplomatic relations since 1995. At the highest level, they are currently engaged in talks and negotiations to achieve the safe return of two doctors from the island kidnapped in April 2019 in the city of Mandera, near the border with Somalia. Solidarity organizations and friends of Cuba will go to the city of Miami, Florida, to participate in a vigil demanding the U.S. President Joe Biden end coercive measures against the island. According to the coordinator of the Solidarity Project Bridges of Love, Carlos Lasso, the initiative will demand the White House to speed up the process of family reunification at its embassy in Havana, boost the process of sending remittances to relatives in the Caribbean nation, and promote broad cultural and scientific cooperation between the two countries. Participants will also urge the immediate elimination of all measures that hinder the flow of food, medical supplies, and other basic resources to Cuba, as well as lifting the limits to travel freely to the island territory to all citizens and residents on northern soil. They will also demand the exclusion of the Caribbean country from the list of alleged countries sponsoring terrorism. This day's activity is part of others that will take place during December in various parts of the world to advocate for the normalization of relations between two countries and the cessation of hostilities from this northern country. A brigade of Cuban teachers arrived Tuesday in Honduras as part of a collaboration agreement between the educational institutions of that Central American nation and the Caribbean island. Made up of 123 educators, the team will help fight illiteracy there through the Cuban Method Yes, I Can, a program that has taught millions of people in some 30 countries to read and write. Former president and current presidential advisor Manuel Zelaya, the Minister of Education of Honduras, Daniel Esponda, and the Cuban Vice Minister of that portfolio, Eugenio González, welcomed the teachers. Zelaya highlighted Cuba's solidarity despite being subjected to a 6-decade-long blockade by the United States. And in the international agenda, we have that the director of the National Migration Service of Panama, Samira Gonzaine, confirmed that 2022 will close with the passing through the country of more than 245,000 irregular travelers on their way to the United States. In statements to the press, the official informed that the current movement of migrants through the Darien jungle is increasing, and in the last 2 days, more than 1,000 people have entered the country, when the average was 500. According to Gonzaine, up to mid-December, 100,000 more people entered the country than in 2021, when 133,716 used this route. She also added that the migratory crisis has cost Panama some $50 million. On the migration policies that Panama will be taking for 2023, Gonzaine said that the foreign ministry is being aggressive with the issue that Darien is a protected park since 1988 by UNESCO, and that the ecological damage that the jungle is receiving is considerable. On the other hand, they have intensified confrontation and denouncement at international level of the human trafficking that is taking place in this crossing, in which the travelers pay up to $15,000 to be taken to the United States. Meanwhile, the mayor of Ciudad Juarez, Chihuahua, Cruz Perez, described as excessive the tanks and barricades with barbed wire on the U.S. border of the Rio Grande to block the crossing of migrants. Perez offered to make available the necessary spaces in shelters so as to accommodate the foreigners located on the Mexican side and who were warned by the U.S. uniformed officers of the consequences if they tried to enter the neighboring territory. The militarization of that stretch of El Paso began yesterday, a day after the Supreme Court announced that Title 42, a health rule imposed by former President Donald Trump that allows the expulsion of most migrants, will remain in place for the time being. Since Trump put the said rule into effect in 2020, the regulation has allowed a faster removal of more than 2.7 million people, according to data from the International Rescue Committee. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.